Welcome to week two of Greg Justice's Corporate Boot Camp System. Now this week we're going to bring all the professional elements of your sales presentation together. We're going to discuss the sales process, and during the coming week, you're actually going to begin to talk to prospects right in your own backyard. We'll touch on a variety of corporate markets that'll help you start to be thinking about who your ideal client is. We're going to try to help you create a niche that you may want to serve and even specialize in the corporate industry. Now, I want to remind you that all the components of the sales presentation are included in your action tracking guide. We're going to cover everything here page by page briefly so that you're familiar with each section. I urge you to read and read this thing cover to cover so that you understand each element and how they interact with each other to create that comprehensive picture, all right? Okay, now let's take a quick review of what corporate wellness is. Now the basic tools most commonly used are assessment of current health status and risk. And those are your HRAs and clinical testing that we talked about in the last session. Information and education about minimizing and correcting health problems, risks, and poor lifestyle choices. And those are things like your lunch and learns or pamphlets and brochures to hand out. And then thirdly, promotion of healthy lifestyle choices. This is typically something like a health fair or the occasional health-specific event like a smoking cessation program or a healthy heart campaign, or it could even include something like a discount for a membership at a local gym. Now, here's the key for you. The action component is what is generally missing from the average corporate wellness program. Now, when a company talks the talk, yet doesn't walk the walk, they're leaving results on the table. It's kind of like they built a foundation with only a few walls and no supporting network to generate the high return on investment. Remember, the most effective action is an on-site corporate fitness and nutrition program, and that's where you come in. All right, let's get started. Let's talk about communicating your program. Remember, everything that you do and say to prospects, the media, your clients, and anyone you talk to about your corporate boot camps will be communicated professionally with the credibility and expertise that will help you land your five-figure corporate boot camp profit center. Now, if you follow the guidelines that we share in this course, you will be fully prepared to share your knowledge, direct and give input into discussions, and show your comprehension of the programs and solutions facing your prospects. You're going to be given all the tools that you need to succeed in this program. Now, your professional sales kit is another system that we offer you. This is just one of the many systems within the corporate boot camp system. Now, if you used your action tracking guide last week, you've got your key elements ready to drop into your sales presentation. Remember, your bio and your credentials, those are your credibility. You need to be credible when you talk to a business owner or an HR director. Remember, they want to know that you have some type of education, certification, or practical experience, and that you've been around the block a bit. Your social proof can be articles written about you in your program. It can be testimonials from people or groups that you've trained, or it can actually be articles that you have actually written. Show me the results. Now, business owners want concrete evidence of the benefits that they can expect to receive. Your supporting documents include your health history forms and your waivers. This shows the business that you're thorough and professional. And remember, we talked a little bit about this last week, your sales dialogue. is going to be both verbal and written, and each of them is slightly different. Your written piece is going to include much more detailed information. And if you don't close a deal on the first meeting, then the owner is going to have that information to review. And if you did your verbal pitch correctly, then the owner is going to remember those key points from your verbal pitch. And as he's reading over the information that you left in the presentation package, he'll be able to tie it all together. I mentioned this last session too. You want to bring a contract with you to every meeting. It's that purchase order. And most businesses are used to working with purchase orders. So I would suggest that you always have that with you. Right now, your actual sales presentation. This is so much more than just a manual, a proposal, or a quote. How you present yourself, your business, and your material and program is all part of your sales presentation. So let's briefly run through a few of these guidelines. First of all, dress appropriately for your meetings. Now, if you're a tall, muscle-bound guy with tattoos all over your shoulders and arms, and you're calling on an accounting firm where employees wear ties and dresses, then I suggest that you wear a suit. And make sure that your tattoos are covered. Look professional, okay? You want to also watch your language and your emotion level. You want to make sure that it matches the people that you're meeting with. Now, even if your stress level is high on the first few meetings, just remember to smile. A smile is an incredible icebreaker and attention reliever. Very important. You and I all know that first impressions are very important, especially in the business world. Now, once you land the account, you still want to look the part of a professional trainer working in a business setting. I personally would suggest that you wear some type of a golf shirt or some other appropriate active wear when you're training. One thing you don't want to do is to represent yourself as one thing and then turn out to be something else or someone else once you get the job. If this happens, then I can promise you that for the long term, you're not going to retain that client. Now, the components of your sales presentation kit are in your action tracking guide. All you're going to have to do is insert your bio, testimonials, and social proof. Then you'll be adding a cover with your logo and contact information on it. When you complete your sales presentation, very important. I want you to find it so it looks professional. I would suggest you take it to some place like Kinko's or Office Max or another office supply store that can make this a professional-looking presentation. Make it look neat and orderly. All right, let's go over each of the pages of the presentation, and then you'll begin to see how this fits as a whole. Starting with your table of contents. Now, every presentation that's more than just a few pages needs a table of contents. You can use this guide or make one of your own. Either way is fine. But just please make sure that when you review your final presentation, that the page numbers match what it says in the table of contents. That's a very important detail. I don't want you to overlook that. Now, your cover is going to have your logo, medium size, and visible somewhere on the page. It'll also have your company name, address, and contact information discreetly across the bottom. I would also suggest that you include the name of your program. Ours is called AYC Summer. All right. Now, you can use, you know, your name. Again, you can call it whatever you want. You can use your name or your company name followed by the words corporate boot camp program or corporate boot camp system or corporate wellness. However you want to do that is fine. All right, now on page 3 of your presentation, this is actually the first main page of your presentation. And what it is basically a brief introduction about your program. It talks about its purpose and its integrity. Now, this is an important element that you don't want to skip over. But on the flip side of it, you don't want it to be too long or too wordy. Bottom line here is that you just want to get to the point, and you're welcome to use ours as an example. You can actually duplicate it if you like, as long as you believe it, live it, and follow it. This page introduces your company to the CEO or HR director. All right, now the next page, page 4 of your presentation, is where you put your bio. Now this page introduces you to the CEO or HR director. Again, the previous page introduces your company. This page actually introduces you to them. All right? Now, you have to remember that the CEO or the HR director wants to know first what the company does and what it believes. Then they want to know who they're dealing with. They also want to know if that person is worth their time to discuss a business relationship with. On page 5 of your presentation, this part of the presentation presents a sympathetic ear to the business owner. It lets them know that it's not their fault that their costs are so high. But we know how to help them fix it. Our objective with corporate fitness programs is to directly and indirectly affect the business's bottom line by addressing regular exercise and proper nutrition needs of their employees. Now, the exercise and nutrition become the catalyst for reduced sick time and illness, improved overall health, significantly lowering cholesterol levels, blood pressure levels, and weight, reduced long-term disability costs, reduced back injuries, increased employee morale, and a host of other benefits. I could go on and on. Now, the statistics that we have placed in your sales presentation kit show further evidence, and they're quite an eye-opener, too. Our focus with the business owner is to also encourage employee accountability for their health and lifestyle. Now, we're not suggesting that the employees be responsible for all the costs of their health insurance, just that they simply be accountable for their lifestyle and to get regular exercise and proper nutrition to be part of that lifestyle. Now, we sum it up for the CEO by giving him or her the body mechanics definition that we covered in the last session. The bottom line is that without regular exercise and proper nutrition, the body slowly breaks down into a state of disease. The summer program. As you can see on the screen, the SUMMER acronym stands for Shut Up, Move More, Eat Right. Now, this page of your presentation allows for an interactive point of discussion while you're delivering some very hard-hitting information. Shut up, move more, and eat right. That sums it up. It actually summarizes your entire presentation, proposal, and program. It also spells out the action that's needed to bring the greatest return on investment for the CEO and the business, as well as the health of the employees and executives. My frustration in the corporate wellness industry over the last quarter of a century is that it is a talk-oriented industry, not enough action. We are the action component of corporate wellness, and that's what this summer program really sums up. All right, on page 7 of your presentation, this page spells out why your corporate fitness program of on-site exercise makes sense. Your suggestion that there is time because employees don't have to travel to a gym and it's held during or immediately after the working hours offers the business a means of achieving the action that they need. Again, it's a matter of convenience. Now, if the business has showers available, we have found in our research that using the first half hour for exercise and the last half hour for them to clean up, change, and either lunch works best. Now, for a business that doesn't have shower facilities, then your programming is going to have to be immediately after work. You're offering them a solution that's manageable, no matter what the size or layout of their business is. Your presentation clearly spells out our responsibilities and the expectations that we have of the company. A corporate wellness program must always be clear on responsibilities of both the company and your fitness business and training. Don't leave anything to chance. You want to make sure that all of your bases are covered up front. And we have spelled all of that out for you and your prospect in the sales presentation kit. Page 8 of your presentation. Now, this page gives statistics and data with a sources list. This is important. If you add any statistics or research data to your presentation other than what we have put in, please make sure that you reference the source and make sure that it's a reliable and credible source. All of the sources that we have put into the presentation are the state-of-the-art and latest statistics that we have verified, and we know them to be up-to-date and very credible sources. So this is just a reinforcement and more confirmation of the real need for corporate fitness programs when they see these statistics. All right. Now, the next page, which is page 9 of your presentation, differentiation makes all the difference in business. No question about it. And what this page does is to clearly spell out the benefits of your program. All right, it gives you the opportunity to lead the business owner or the HR director, whomever you're presenting, leaves them unable to find any kind of valid objections, reasons, or excuses why an on-site fitness program isn't a good idea for that business. This covers all the bases. At pages 10 and 11, this is a key report right here. I want you to read it, know it, and understand it. Because quite frankly, if these five elements are not present, your program at their business will be at a serious disadvantage. And to be quite honest with you, for the long haul, the program probably won't be renewed. Now, the key to this five crucial steps report is that this is a report that is co-authored by you and me. Now, this is a report that's already written. It's, again, in the presentation. All you need to do on the byline where it says, by Greg Justice, you will put by Greg Justice, M-A, and then add your name and title. So what it immediately does is lends credibility to you as an expert in the industry having written a report specific to five crucial steps to a successful corporate wellness program. Now, let me tell you a quick story about the importance of credibility in writing reports and articles such as this, and I think that this will kind of lend credibility to what I'm saying. And this is a true story that happened not too long ago. I write for about a half a dozen industry publications, some specific to corporate wellness, some specific to the personal training industry. I was talking to the CEO of a major international corporation. I'm not going to name names, but it is a major international corporation that I can guarantee that everyone listening in class has used their product probably within the last day, week, or certainly the last month, and uses it on a regular basis. Well, this CEO, I had given him a couple of articles that I had written specific to corporate wellness as I was hired to run their corporate wellness program. And I was meeting with their HR director, their employee benefits specialist, and their healthcare provider to lay out a calendar of events for their corporate wellness program for the next year. After our meeting was complete, we were leaving the office, and in the lobby, I saw the CEO, and he walked up to us and introduced himself to the other participants that were in our meeting, and he commented to me that he had read the articles that I had written, and then kind of had a puzzled look on his face and looked at me and said, "Greg, I knew you were very good at the physical part of this business, but I had no idea that you were smart, too." And that was a direct result of him having read the articles that I had written for the Corporate Wellness magazine. Now, this just elevated me in stature in his mind. Now, again, he knew that I was good at what I did from the personal training end of it, the physical stuff. And sometimes in this industry, we get kind of a bad rap, you know, the dumb jock syndrome. And we've got a lot more to offer than that dumb jock mentality. And so a report like this, where it lends immediate credibility to you, because your name is on this report too, will elevate you in stature. And we're going to be doing more of these reports in the future too. So this is very important. But again, I want you to make sure you read it, know it, understand it, and then can relay this information to corporates, to HR directors, and anyone that you happen to be talking about corporate wellness to, okay? Now, pages 12, 13, and 14, we have three pages of the latest news in legislation that will be of interest to HR directors and CEOs. This is legislation specific to what's going on in healthcare and corporate wellness. Now, quite frankly, the HR director or the CEO may already be up to speed on the major issues, yet the reality is that the picture is so incredibly big and the news is happening every day that Congress is in session. This pages 12, 13, and 14 also shows that you're up on the important elements that they have to deal with on a daily basis. All right, now the next few pages, pages 15, 16, 17, and 18, will include your health history forms and your waivers, because they show your professionalism and your concern for your participants. They also show that you've covered all your legal bases. Business owners respect vendors and suppliers that are well prepared and that have all the bases covered. Now, quite frankly, they may wish to have their lawyers review these forms, and they may even require an additional waiver from their employees to protect their company from action resulting from injury on their premises. And that's all fine. But again, just by you having it already in your presentation shows them that you are a step ahead of things, that you're on the ball, and that you have all of your bases covered from the legal standpoint. And quite frankly, what they may do is just add some things into your current waiver or health history forms. So those four or five pages are very important as part of the presentation, and it shows your professionalism. Testimonials. All right, we all know that it's important to have testimonials, and it's best to use testimonials that are related to health benefits an exerciser has received, whether it be enormous weight loss or reduced blood pressure or reduced cholesterol levels, less back strain, an injury at work. You know, those kind of testimonials are ideal. Because those, quite frankly, are some of the issues that a business owner will be looking to see improvement in. Now, if you don't have testimonials like this, ask some of your current personal training clients what kind of health benefits that they have seen through your programming, and then just have them write it down on paper for you. Or you could do a video interview with them or audio interview and transcribe it on paper yourself. But that is important. You've got to have the testimonials in there. Quite frankly, it doesn't need to be more than a page long. Just have them in a nice, efficient setting, and you can get four or five on one single page. Okay, page 20, the social proof. Now, this this can be magazine articles, newspaper articles, or press releases about you or your business, or links to newscasts on YouTube or, you know, the news station. We already have a press release for you in your action tracking guide. Don't release the press release until you're up and ready to go, until you've got everything, all your ducks in a row. Just make sure you're ready before you send the press release out. The absolute worst thing that you can do in a business relationship is to start it off by not being able to deliver what you said you could deliver. So I want you to make sure that you're prepared, and then you can spread the news about your program and let everybody know what you're doing and how you're doing it. All right? There's an article from Club Solutions Magazine that shares the story of the success of my corporate app bootcamp system. It's also in your action tracking guide. Now, you're welcome to include this in your social proof section. In fact, I would suggest you do that. You're taking this course, and the success of this program is duplicated when run by educated and experienced trainers like yourself. If you don't have much social proof, create it through those press releases announcing your program, and again, feel free to use the corporate bootcamp systems article from the Club Solutions magazine. All right, now we're on to the appendix. The health promotion checklist allows you to run through each area with your prospect, giving them food for thought if they haven't gone this far in the process prior to this. Now, this sheet is going to be separate from your presentation. Do not bind this with the presentation. You can use it as a guideline to help you create a custom sheet that you may want to include in a presentation for a specific prospect. What I mean by that is if they've already taken bad food out of their vending machines in the corporate lunchroom, or if they already hold a health fair once a year, or if they already have some other walking program in place, then you don't want to spend time reading information about those programs that they've already got covered. So, you know, just make sure that that it's specific to their needs when you're going over the health promotion checklist. Now, the purchase order is also a separate page. Don't bind that in with the presentation. A corporate prospect, they may be in the planning stage that has a budget already laid out, and maybe they're looking for a six-month into the future start date. So if your current pricing is bound into your presentation, then it makes it look current at any time someone reads it. So I would suggest that you leave that loose, and then you can put the dates on it since it's not bound into your presentation, and you can adjust the price based on time frame that you're actually presenting. The purchase order, it's laid out very clearly with the different corporate packages that you're going to offer. Each package offers three choices of workout sessions and the prices of each. Now, you can get the total commitment from the CEO on the spot, or more likely you're going to be given the go-ahead for a specific package or number of sessions per week, and then you're going to have to follow up with the HR director or vice president to finalize the days and the times of your session, as well as getting familiar with the location and doing the orientation for the corporate boot campers. Remember, there's an instruction sheet on how to fill out a purchase order included in the action tracking guide, too, so make sure you reference that for the purchase order. All right, so what does your presentation look like? What does the complete sales presentation look like? What you're seeing on the screen now is an example of mine. Once again, let me remind you, don't bind the purchase order or the checklist into your presentation. Keep those separate. I just want to reinforce that. And again, there's an instruction sheet on how to fill out the purchase order, and these instructions are for your use only. They're not those you don't share with the prospect. All the rest of the manual is to be bound together professionally. Don't paper clip it or staple it. I would suggest that you go to Kinko's or Office Depot, Office Max, one of those stores, and get a handful of them made. And again, make sure that the table of contents matches the actual pages. Now, next session, you're going to be receiving another incredible system, and it is an on-site exercise system from BJ Gadure for your corporate boot camps. Then the following session, you'll be receiving a nutrition system with meal plans and guidelines from registered dietitian Jason Hunter. I would suggest that you place those systems in their own three-ring binder and keep them neat and clean. Again, look, as you see on the screen right now, you're going to see three manuals. One, the first one on the far left, as you're looking at the screen, is the nutrition manual. It's co-branded with my brand on top, what it is, the nutrition manual in the middle, and then the brand, Jason Hunter's Weight Loss Made Easy brand on the bottom. The second book is an Ultimate Tabata's Boot Camp Manual. And this has workouts and boot camp workouts for the corporate setting, all the layouts that you could hope for. It's an incredible resource by DJ Gadure. Again, you'll see that it is co-branded as well. And then the third booklet you see is an Ultimate Tabata's Body Weight Cardio Program Manual. And this is something, a great resource that you can give to your corporate boot campers for their off days. If you're going to their site 2 days a week, this is a great resource for them to add an additional workout each week. Again, it is co-branded with BJ Gadure's Workout Muse Ultimate Tabata's program. And those are some systems that you'll be receiving over the next couple of sessions. And actually, I think you're going to have more than what you're seeing on there. BJ has just done an incredible job with these systems, and the price you paid for this entire program, you will more than make up in just these next two sessions coming up. And in the far right, you see my actual presentation that I take into the corporate setting. Now, once you have all of this together, you're ready for anything, anytime, and quite frankly, you're going to feel like the professional that you are. That confidence will come across to the prospect that you're talking with. That planning and preparation and that confidence makes all the difference in the world. All right, now let's talk a little bit about the actual sales process. Now these first two, building rapport and letting them talk about their business, is feeding you information that you can use. It's important to find some common ground with your prospect, with the HR director, with the CEO. Maybe it's a local sports team or a county or a city. It can be anything. You've got to find your balance here, though. You don't want to take too long before you get down to business. You got to remember and be respectful of their time because, you know, they're busy people, too. On the other side of that, if you go too fast into your sales presentation, you run the risk of of seeming too pushy or sounding like you're in it just for the buck. So you want to find your balance, and you'll get more comfortable with each presentation. Find your common ground with that prospect and then move forward. It's important to let them talk about their business. It'll, again, feed you information. If you know your presentation inside and out, you will know the right time to take them into that sales process. Now, your objective is to run through the presentation with them and paraphrase. Don't read the pages too long. Paraphrase it in your own words. It's important to remember you want the manual facing your prospect, the HR director or the CEO. So you're going to be basically looking at it upside down. What you'll do, just point to the headline of the section and then say a few well-chosen words about it, and then stay quiet and let them speak. Answer the questions honestly and thoughtfully. This information is in your action tracking guide, and we'll be covering more sales process in detail in a later session. Now, the corporate fitness trainer checklist. This is your trainer checklist, not the health promotion checklist in the back of your presentation. These are things that you need to do to cover all of your bases. You know, some of the simple things right there. Know your client. Know the company. Know everything you can about that company. So that when you go in, you're not asking them a lot of questions, trying to become familiar at that point. With the resources that you can get online these days, there's no reason that you should go into any meeting with a corporation without knowing everything you need to know. All right? It's also important to be clear about responsibilities. We talked about this just a few screens ago in the PowerPoint. Make sure that they understand exactly what you intend to cover, what your responsibilities are, and in return, what your expectations are of them. Remember that next line right there, it's all about them. All right, keep that at the top of the list. Remember that when you're servicing a client, it is all about them. Now, once you get to the point where they're ready to commit, it's important to scout the building. Make sure that you find the best place to run these corporate weekend workouts. You want to make sure that you get everything you can in writing as quickly as possible. Remember who the client is. It is not the individual boot camper at this point. Now it is the corporation. There are some rules that you have to remember, that you have to respect the employee privacy rights, and there are some federal guidelines that you have to follow there that are very important. So just be aware of that as well. Also, be where you said you would be, when you said you'd be there, and then, you know, the bottom line is just enjoy it. It's a lot of fun, and use your personality, and it will be a very beneficial process for you and the corporation. All right, we talked a little bit about this last week. Mistakes. Again, I want to refer you to the action tracking guide. Make sure that you read the article that clearly defines and distinguishes the differences between regular and corporate boot camps. So that will help you not make some of the mistakes that I have made and that a lot of trainers continue to make to this very day. We talked about this a little bit earlier. Make sure that the language you use is more corporate-oriented. Make sure that you dress appropriately, and make sure that you value their time. Lead generation. All right, now, years ago when I first started out in the personal training industry, one of my clients gave me some great advice on how to grow my business. He said, use what no one else has and no one else can. He was simply talking about my client base. Now, right now we're talking about your client base. I want you to see and know who they are. It's important. A lot of you have already done this. You've developed a relationship with your clients. Now, take it to the next level. Get to know them beyond just that superficial level that perhaps you have. Now I want you to take it to that next level. Some of these individuals are business owners or decision makers in a business, and you may not have even known that. Now, some of them may be what we call influencers, and those are like spouses or an assistant to a decision maker. Right? The decision maker obviously is the one that can say yes or no to your program. He can make or break your program. I will tell you right now, don't underestimate the power of the influencer. Probably more than three quarters of my corporate contracts have come as a direct result of an influencer getting me directly to the decision maker. So in your current client base, I can promise you there are decision makers and there are influencers. Know the difference between the two and know the direction to take to get you to the decision makers. Now, the third category there, the everyone else, we'll cover at a later time. Right now, I want you to focus on the first two, decision makers and influencers. And again, you will find prospects for your corporate boot camps within your own client base today. Treadmill habits. Now, how do you ask your current clients who they are? You just ask them. You develop a relationship with them. Again, a lot of you have already done this. A lot of you have already taken it to that next level. Now take that and parlay it or leverage it to your advantage. And I want you to start on that this week. It may be a week or two before you can get an actual appointment in a business, but that's okay. Sometimes it may happen immediately, you know, within the next day or two. But to be quite honest with you, that's rare. So, you know, be patient. Now, your action tracking guide includes a list of conversation starters and topics to use. As you see on the screen here, treadmill topics. The best time that I have found to get to know your clients is in the warm-up and cool-down of a workout. Many of you may know that I write for several publications, whether it be in the corporate fitness industry or the personal training industry. I actually have a monthly column in PFP, or Personal Fitness Professional Magazine, called Treadmill Talks. Treadmill Talk. And treadmill talk is based on relationship building. And it talks about experiences that I have had with my clients through the years and how I have been able to parlay or leverage those relationships into bigger and better things. That's what treadmill topics are all about. It's developing relationships and helping you leverage those relationships into corporate accounts. All right, your contacts. Now, these are people that you'll be talking to at the corporate level. Any of your decision makers and influencers who know any of these people can really smooth the way for you, and I say this with personal experience. Now, we have another tool for you to capture your decision makers and influencers in your current client base, and it's a spreadsheet. And this spreadsheet is so that you can make sure you've gotten to everyone that you can. This week, I want you to take some time to scout out your current clients and see who they are, who they may know. The spreadsheet and an explanation of the process is in your action tracking guide. Make sure you take advantage of that. All right, now before beginning your search for prospects, I want you to take some time to think about who your ideal client is. I want you to start to explore a niche that you may feel more comfortable working with. If a certain profession runs in your family and you're comfortable with that, then seek out those types of businesses. Now, we're going to go into more detail later on, but for right now, we want you to know that there is vast opportunity out there for you. After you get all of your decision makers set up as corporate accounts and we've met with your influencers, then you can start to go outside of your client base. But right now, we want you to focus on the decision makers and the influencers. Remember, there's a list, an information guide in the action tracking guide to help you go through this process of kind of finding who you are as a corporate trainer and helping you establish your niche in the corporate industry. And again, we're going to cover this in more depth later on, but for right now, as I mentioned earlier, we want you to explore your current client base. And this, I think, will allow you to start to see what kind of opportunity is right under your nose. You know your clients, so you're already going to have a reasonable comfort level talking to them. Take a bit of time this week to think about who that ideal client is or ideal corporate client is and what characteristics that business might have. And then we'll be able to take it to the next level. Again, later on, we're going to cover these next two resources. They are Reference USA and then the Chamber of Commerce in your local community. These are two very good resources for your local corporate base. It's probably a good idea to find out where your local Chamber of Commerce is, and I would even suggest that you stop in and say hi. Introduce yourself and let them know what you do and that you're expanding into corporate wellness programs. Ask them how much a membership costs. Kind of get to know them. Establish a business relationship with them right off the bat. Ask them also how many members they have. And they will probably have a membership packet, a whole packet of information on the local business offering. So go ahead and get that and study that as we start the process of going outside of our decision makers and influencers. I would also suggest that with the Chamber of Commerce, to find out how many people they have working at their office. It may be a small one or two person office, but who knows? It may have a big board of directors and several staff members. I'm not telling you to do a sales pitch right then and there, but just keep them in mind for the future. Now, we'll also be showing you how to gain more exposure in your community through a company called Reference USA. Now, Reference USA is an incredible resource, and it's available online through public libraries and university libraries. We want you to go to your local library this week if you get a chance and get a library card. Ask your local library about the availability of Reference USA. And then you're going to be ready to explore your local business community. Now, this is a resource that a lot of corporations pay a lot of money to access. And we have found a way around that, and that is through your public library. So we will be able to get all the information on a company and narrow a search down to your specific area and your ideal corporate clientele by using Reference USA. So again, a couple things for you to do this week. The Chamber of Commerce and the Reference USA, just to kind of start to lay the foundation as we go forward. All right, quick review. Today we talked about your professional sales kit, and it's ready to go. All you need to do here is drop in your bio and your social proof and put your cover page on it, basically. Change all the highlighted information in your action tracking guide to your name. and your company's name and make it your own presentation. We covered the two keys of an effective return on investment. Those are regular exercise and proper nutrition. Quite frankly, you know, that is the action component that most corporate wellness programs are missing. That has been my frustration in the industry over the past quarter of a century, is that it's a talk-oriented industry and not an action-oriented industry. All right, we also covered information on how to use the self-presentation kit. We also talked about the checklist and purchase order. We touched on the sales process, and this week we're going to get you to start to seek out prospects in your own client base. We know the direction we're going now, so let's start moving that way. Use the action tracking guide. Make sure that you go through the process. All right, the action step that we need you to take this week, and it's all clearly spelled out in your action tracking guide, so make sure you stay up to speed because there's a lot to come. I want you to start to pull together all the elements in your sales presentation kit. Once you go ahead and bind it, make at least 4 or 5 copies. That'll save you a little bit of money rather than just making 1 or 2. Read it, know it, and then practice it in front of a mirror. I want you to start to practice the rapport building process through treadmill topics. Start the process of finding decision makers and influencers in your current client base. It is the most efficient way to get your corporate wellness program off the ground. Start the process of thinking about who you want to work with in the corporate world. Maybe you could even explore a niche of your own. Find your own little particular specific corporate niche. That's fine. We also would like you to have a library card one that offers Reference USA. Most of them you will find do offer that as a resource online. One of my favorite quotes of all time by Dwight D. Eisenhower is about leadership. Leadership is the art of getting someone else to do something that you want done because he wants to do it.